When a student is chronically absent, it means they're missing 10% or more of the school year. That's missing at the very least around 18 days of school. The problem was made significantly worse during the pandemic, but there were high rates of chronic absence before COVID-19. In fact, the pandemic only increased the statewide rate by 3%. But in districts like Rockford Public Schools, where absence rates were high before, they've skyrocketed since the pandemic. One in every five students in Illinois was chronically absent. But in Rockford, it was more than half. And as for Black students, nearly 70%. Morgan Gallagher is the Rockford Public Schools Chief of Schools, and he was disheartened to see so many Rockford students miss that much time. For one, he says he thought the district took the right approach through the pandemic.
And I say we were frustrated because I want to say we were the largest district in the state of Illinois that maintained in-person instruction as a modality.
Unfortunately, keeping an in-person option all of last year didn't help. He says about half of students chose to learn remotely last year, and of those, he says only a very small proportion returned in person when restrictions eased in the spring.
Many of our students that chose remote, too, were some of our more disadvantaged students, the students that are really furthest away from opportunity in many regards.
So now that everyone is back in person, how do you help get those students back on track? When you're talking about half of all the students in your district, Gallagher says it's difficult to know even where to start.
It's hard to attribute, like, which one do I need to focus on? Like, which ones have that causal connection to the chronic absenteeism or not? Like, if I am looking at my school report card that just came out, and I'm seeing like, oh, geez, our IAR literacy scores really dropped last year. Well, how much of that do I attribute to the chronic absenteeism, or how much of that is like we really need to improve our instructional practices?
It's up to schools to determine that correlation versus causation. But what do schools do to help students who are chronically absent in a normal non-pandemic year? And is the approach the same now, just at a larger scale? Steve Wilder says, yeah, it's both personalized and wholesale. He's the superintendent at the Sycamore School District. Before the pandemic, only about 7% of their students were chronically absent, but last year, it ballooned to 36%.
Even your staffing is built to support those 6% or whatever the case may be. When it's 36, totally different ballgame, but the approach is the same.
Many districts are using COVID relief funding to lower class sizes, implement social-emotional curriculum, and hire more social workers. Kelly Friedland says it's hard to quantify just how disruptive the pandemic has been for each student. She's the superintendent at Kinnickinnick, where typically low rates of chronic absence went through the roof last year. She says third graders haven't had a normal year since kindergarten.
You have a student who you can see they are in third grade, that tip of the iceberg. But what you can't see is all of the things that perhaps some were missed out that's below the surface of the water.
She says their plan to get students back on track is a three-legged stool. One is core instruction, teaching third graders the third grade material. The second is targeted skills, working in small groups to fill in gaps in areas multiple kids struggled in. And the third is personalized, based on individual students' unique context. Back in Rockford, Gallagher says many schools are hiring parent and community liaisons to reconnect families to their schools and teachers. They've also been spending COVID dollars on social workers when they can find workers to hire. Most districts are banking that fewer quarantines this year will lower chronic absent numbers far below where they were last year. But in many districts, COVID did not create these issues. And it'll take both district-wide and individual interventions and support to help their students get back on track and stay in class. I'm Peter Mudlin.